We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Your community, your place to bank. Join in. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Our thanks to On Point Community Credit Union, the presenting sponsor of our opportunity to converse each week with Oregon State student athletes and coaches. On Point Community Credit Union provides our communities with the banking and lending solutions we all need to get ahead. On Point is a proud sponsor of this Oregon State Athletics Podcast, federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. And it is a delightful opportunity for us to get to meet and converse with Talia Von Olhoffen, the Pac-12 Freshman of the Week, helping the Beavers to sweep this past weekend over the Los Angeles schools. Talia, it's a pleasure to welcome you into this format. Thanks for taking time for us. How are you today as we embark on our first conversation ever on the podcast? How's life going for you?
It's great. Thank you for having me.
You know, it really does seem great. We can only observe what you're doing on the floor and marvel over it. And it's been just a joy and a pleasure to watch you play. How's it all been for you? Are you having as much fun as we are watching you play the game at such a high level?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a lot of fun. I'm loving the experience and just getting to play. I definitely was just like sitting at home, not getting to play a lot of basketball. So yeah, I love it here at Oregon State and just the opportunity to go out and help my team.
The other day, and I don't know whether you do this or not, I'll ask you, perhaps you do. I know that game tape becomes something that you and your the coaching staff and all of you study diligently. So I imagine the answer is yes. But after you have a weekend such as you did, Talia, do you go back not only just to study film to learn from it, do you watch and listen to the broadcasts and see the graphics that a network, ESPN, for example, or the Pac-12 network will put up? Do you care about what the broadcasters during the course of a game and the graphics they put up about you? Do you pay any attention to stuff like that?
I try not to. I think a lot of people were like, telling me about it. Like, my friends and family back home that were watching it were definitely telling me about what they said and stuff. But, yeah, I don't really focus on it too much. I definitely, like, if I'm going to watch the game, I'm just, you know, like you said, studying it and analyzing the film breakdown, not really worried about the broadcasters or all that stuff.
I get it. None of us who broadcast games should ever really be, you know, don't pay any heed to us. We're just trying to get through the game. But I did appreciate something that ESPN2 did put up in a form of a graphic, because I thought it captured just in one image on the screen your rather amazing story. And here's what it said. November 11th, signed national letter of intent. January 14th, admitted. January 20th, first practice. January 24th, first game versus Washington State. The timeline of your life in becoming 5 months ahead of schedule, Talia, a member of this Oregon State basketball team. That's a pretty good graphic, because that's a whirlwind of life. And I thought that summed it up pretty well. Does it?
Yeah, definitely. It was actually my first two practices I just had to watch because I wasn't medically cleared yet. So my first practice getting to actually step on the court was the 22nd. My first game was the 24th. So yeah, it happened so fast. It was crazy because when I first got here, I wasn't expecting to be eligible until the Colorado game. And then somehow the trainers and everyone, it was a team effort to get it done. And then I was able to play. So yeah, it happened so fast.
Talia, how much did you know coming in? Were you studying on the plane or the bus? Were you given a book? How much did you know about what Scott and his staff wants to do offensively before you stepped on the floor for the first time?
Honestly, it happened so fast, and the coaches and myself weren't sure about it for a long time. And it took a while to actually make the decision. And then once I made the decision, I was here within like a week. So most of the things I knew about the offense and defense and all that schematic stuff was just from watching the games and kind of just teaching myself. And then, yeah, I learned everything my first practice, and then had a couple meetings with Scott in those 2 days to get ready for Washington State. But, yeah, it wasn't like I had like a playbook that I'd been studying for a while or anything. It was just I had to learn it in those 2 days.
Right, right. Talia Olhoffen, our guest here. Von Olhoffen, sorry. I knew I was going to make that mistake, and I did. Talia Von Olhoffen joining us here on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. You're a five-star recruit, dominate all the numbers, all the clippings, and all of the hype in recruiting. Was there ever a time, though, where you looked out there coming into Oregon State and watched them play a game or practice or anything like that where you thought, oh, I'm not sure I can do this, and then maybe it went away right away? I don't know. What was your confidence level coming in, making the transition from high school to college?
Yeah, I don't think I was expecting to be able to transition that fast. It's definitely something new, but I was always confident just because, you know, why not? And confidence is the key and like a big part of my game. And I have never really struggled with the mental side. I think that's kind of my best asset in basketball. So just in terms of my skill and abilities, and the mental side of it, I was super confident. I think the only thing was just, you know, the speed of the game and not being as athletic or just not used to it, I guess. Just getting used to it was going to take a while. But, you know, I think I'm learning more and more every practice, every day. So, yeah, I think it was just pretty well.
Talia, a fine story that Steve Gress wrote about you in the Gazette Times recently. You're quoted in it, and I love the quote because you've already touched on it a little bit, but here's your quote about why Oregon State, in a sense. Quote, "I love Scott's mind and how he approaches the game. It's really similar to mine. He's just so cerebral and smart with the game and how he reads everything. That really attracted me here," unquote. That captures a lot. Is that part, in the end, when you had UConn and Stanford, UCLA, and everybody else, you chose Oregon State. Did you just feel in sync with the way Coach Ruick and the other coaches sort of approach the game? It felt like it fit you?
Yeah, definitely. That was a huge part of it. Of course, there's a lot of other aspects to the recruiting process, but that was definitely a separator for me and what really stood out to me. Because obviously my other top schools are great programs mm-hmm. as well, but yeah, that was definitely a big deal and one of the major, you know, things that made me come here.
Yeah, and certainly if you, you know, talk about UConn and Stanford, I mean, they're pretty smart coaches too. I get that, with good minds about the game. But the big picture then in totality, Talia, when as John said, you're a five-star and, quote, everybody would love you to come play for them, what were some of the other swing factors? I read that you kind of knew about the Beavers through Jamie and her sister Jalen and the Wisner family. Have you kind of been keeping your eye on the program for quite a few years?
Yeah, I think just the relationships I built with the coaches and then, yeah, like you said, Jamie and all the different connections I had to this program. Just being able to hear about it from someone that's been through it was definitely nice because, you know, I didn't really get that from some other schools. So, yeah, that was a big deal. But I think above all, I just had good relationships with the coaches and had trust in what they were telling me and the vision that they saw for me. So, yeah.
Talia, what prior to this year's first game at Oregon State in January, when was the last time you played in a game, and what did your junior year look like coming to an end? Did you get to the playoffs? At what point did it stop? But when was the last time you were on a court prior to being on a Pac-12 Power 5 court?
Yeah, I went to a couple of different games. There were some states that were allowing AU tournaments, but it was kind of just like, it was still my normal AAU team, but we couldn't have every player, and so we had kind of just throw teams together just so people could play. And then I went to, like, a camp in Texas, but aside from that, it was really just playing at home and playing, you know, outside on at parks or anywhere I could get a game. But in terms of an actual, like, school ball game, yeah, last year, my junior year, we made it to the state tournament and then ended up losing. So, yeah.
You had won the state title the year before, and I'm sure were probably excited, Talia, about trying to repeat last year, and then had the season kicked in about now or into early March or whenever that was going to happen at Chiawana High School in the Tri-Cities. Was that difficult to kind of let that go? Because certainly those teammates of yours and coaches and the community meant a lot to you. Was it somewhat difficult to kind of let that part of it go?
Yeah, it was hard, but they're not having a state tournament this year for okay. basketball in Washington. So I think there's still a good chance that they're going to have a season, but it's just going to look a lot different, not going to be as many games. And then it'll probably just be conference games, which wouldn't have been super competitive. So it wasn't as hard to let that go because it was going to be so different. And like mm-hmm. I said, no state tournament. So that was obviously hard, not being able to go to state again. But there was nothing I could do about that.
Right.
So I just had to accept it. And then obviously coming here was a big opportunity and a big positive in these crazy times where a lot gets taken away from people. So, yeah, I think I kind of just try to see the bright side in that a lot of good things came out of all the bad things that
yeah.
happened in the last year.
Yeah, and one of them is the fact that you get a free year. I mean, you can come here, play whatever, learn the system, and then start next year as a freshman. What that had to have been one of the main factors that says, well, if I'm not going to be able to play high school basketball, let's play basketball for a year that won't count against my 4 years, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Just any extra time I can you know, be a part of the program and learn and grow my game and just improve in all different aspects of just life in general, just the experience instead of, you know, being locked up at home. If I'm going to, you know, just train for 6 months, I might as well do it in college and get ahead on academics was another big thing. Just having, I think it's like almost 30 credits going into my freshman year. is going to put me ahead in that aspect too. So, yeah, there was a lot of good things that came out of this decision.
So by the time you're a senior in basketball eligibility, you'll be going for your doctorate?
Maybe, we'll see.
It's amazing. I mean, you've had a lot on your plate to accelerate graduating, becoming eligible to come here, now dealing with the academics as well as the basketball world. It's amazing, Talia, what you've taken on and how well you're doing it. We really appreciate it. A quick question for you about you working when you found a gym, a park, shoot the ball outdoors, do whatever you could. Your ability to pick up on offensive systems could perhaps be part of, okay, I know how, I mean, you can work on your game by yourself. That's one of the beauties of basketball. What about on the other end and the defensive end and the things that Scott requires in his system? I've talked to Sidney Weiss and Jamie and others through the years who say, nah, that part of it's hard too in terms of knowing all the coverages. How's that part of it at the defensive end been going for you?
It's definitely a learning curve. It's definitely not easy, but I think, yeah, like I said, my mind is kind of a big upside of my game, and that's something I like about the game is just being able to read things. And, you know, I've studied film a lot and watched this team a lot, and I kind of knew a little bit about it coming in. And I just try to soak up everything Scott tells me and everything the coaches are telling me. It's definitely hard to, you know, learn new things, but I'm doing my best. And, you know, with practice, it'll come.
Talia, when did that studious approach take shape? As soon as you started to play and love the game, you were a sponge to absorb everything you possibly could. How did that kind of get instilled in you, and when did that get started for you in the game of basketball?
Yeah, I've always kind of been like that and enjoyed that part of the game. It's one of the big things I love about basketball. And I think my trainer back home, Brian Edwards, he's like that in that way. So he's not the typical, you know, dribble through cone. He'll, like, break down film with me and do different reads in our training sessions and stuff like that. So having him help me and just, I don't know, appreciating that part of the game is just something I've always loved, and I think it's made me a lot better and into the player I am. So, yeah, it's always been a big, big deal to me.
How do you like the accoutrements that go with being a college basketball player? In other words, the practice facility from where you were in high school, the food they give you, you know, when you travel, the different, I mean, you guys are very well taken care of. What's that like for you to make that quick jump from high school up to college, and it's a different world?
Yeah, it's definitely different. My favorite part's definitely the gym access, especially in the last year, you know, having to go outside or not having gym access pretty much was tough. So, you know, having somewhere you can come wherever and get shots up as much as you want has been great. I love that part of it. But, yeah, it's definitely different, but I think it became normal pretty fast. Jumping into the middle of the season, you kind of just go with it. But it's definitely different than high school.
Talia Von Ohlhofen, our guest on this week's Beaver Sports Podcast, also brought to you in part by Lacrosse Boots. Beaver Nation, when you need a pair of boots for rainy Oregon weather, choose a boot done right. Lacrosse Boots, done right since 1897. A few more minutes with Talia, this week's special guest on the podcast. Your background, you talked about your trainer, Brian Edwards, instilling some of this love and a studious approach to the game. It sounds to me, though, too, what I've read about you, Talia, is your own parents and their ultra-competitiveness and success as athletes. Your dad playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers and a starter in the Super Bowl. Your mom, from what I understand, was a three-sport athlete in the state of Washington. So what about what they've contributed to you in your growth and development as a person and as an athlete?
Yeah, that's definitely where I get my competitive nature from. I would say my family's super competitive, which I think goes hand in hand with how I study the game just to get any little advantage I can because I'm competitive. So that's a big part of it. But in terms of basketball, they never really my sisters are older than me, so I kind of grew up in the gym watching them play, but they never really forced it on me. I played a bunch of different sports growing up, so I think my love for the game is super, super natural, and it kind of just came to me, and it's something I've always loved. But, yeah, they've kind of just always – I just grew up around competitive people, so it kind of just came naturally.
And, Talia, you mentioned they didn't force anything. I wonder – yeah, I read about the, you know, we're in an age of specialization that if you're going to get a scholarship, if you're going to, you know, whatever it is you may end up getting in life, you better home in and focus on that and do every camp and be on every travel team and do everything you can in the one sport. Did that at some point begin to take shape for you, or were you always, even through high school, did you play some other things? Was there a point where you had to narrow the focus, even reluctantly, perhaps?
Yeah, I think around 7th and 8th grade, I made the decision to just focus on basketball. But, yeah, I definitely don't agree with parents putting a kid in one sport and just trying to hone in on that, because I think you can get burnt out. And I loved playing all different sports growing up. And, you know, I'm sure I would, but who knows if I would love basketball as much if that's all I did mm-hmm. my whole life. Mm-hmm. It's definitely... playing different sports with all different people, I think, teaches you a lot of lessons. And, you know, you never know what sport your kid's going to fall in love with. So, yeah, I definitely think, like, just not being a basketball player but being an athlete growing up contributed to just the player in person I am today, for sure.
But do you ever get burnout and just need to take a break from basketball?
I think there's been times over the years. I think every basketball player experiences that at some point. But, yeah, it's definitely rare for me just because I love it so much. And but, yeah, I think that happens to everyone, but not any time recently. And even when you do get burnt out, you still love the game. But, you know, it's always good to get a break from it, like in the off season or whether it's like a few days or a week, whatever it is, it's definitely good to get away from it every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. It's way early. You're supposed to be a senior in high school, but I'm going to ask you anyway, thinking of the academic side of it and what you might want to do when basketball's done, this is where college kids do that. What do you think at that point? Or you're not thinking about it and you're just taking general courses?
Yeah, right now I'm just taking general courses. Everything kind of happened so fast with me enrolling, so that was definitely my best option. As of right now, I'm kind of leaning towards doing something in business, but I'm not sure yet. I'm kind of taking a bunch of courses in different fields just to see what my interests are and what I want to pursue. But, yeah, I'm definitely undecided.
Last couple of things, Talia. Really appreciate getting to know you a little bit and your time. In the midst of that recruiting process, when you're one of the highly regarded players, rated players in the nation. And one service had you as the number two wing in the country. So everybody, quote, everybody, UConn, Stanford, UCLA, Oklahoma, others, all. What was it like to go through that? I mean, did you enjoy it at all? Was it exhausting? Was it confusing? In the end, were you almost set the whole time kind of deep in your heart on Oregon State that it didn't throw you off at all? Or what was the whole experience like?
Yeah, there's definitely good parts about it and just building relationships with different coaches and getting to talk to them a lot and just learn different things was definitely cool, but it is an exhausting process, I will say. There were good parts about it, but I don't think I really enjoyed it just because it's so much stress mm-hmm. And such a huge decision. And I don't really think I had any clue until just before I committed or just before I went on a visit here, actually, which was what made it so stressful, is that I loved every school I was talking to. And then definitely coming on my visit here, even though it was super last minute and it was just an unofficial, that kind of just changed everything for me. And that's kind of when I knew that this is where I wanted to come. But just, yeah, in terms of the process, it's definitely super stressful, or it was for me at least. I guess everyone has different experiences, but well, you know, because you build such good relationships with every coach. And then just knowing that, you know, you can only choose one, it's definitely super hard.
Oh, having to let someone down. Did you have to literally say on the phone to Gino Auriemma, the great Gino and the great Tara Vanderveer, I'm choosing Oregon State?
Gino, I didn't, which was good. But, yeah, with Tara and the other schools, I think UConn was, like, the bottom of my top schools list because the main coach that was recruiting me ended up leaving the program. So that kind of made my decisions for me, but yeah, Sherry Cole, Corey Close, all those other coaches, it was definitely hard, to say no to them, but you know, it happens to them all the time. You know, they recruit a lot of players every year and you only get a few, so they're used to it. And you know, I don't think they lose sleep over it, but, yeah, it was definitely hard.
Talia, thank you for reflecting on that. This is the last thing and we'll turn you loose. How excited are you to be part of a team that's playing the way you are now and coming off a sweep of the LA schools and just what you've seen in the short time you've been here observing, beginning to practice and beginning to play about a month in now in that whole process? What do you think about this team, your teammates, Aaliyah, and you guys share honors this week together? She's a National Player of the Week. The growth you've seen in a month in this team.
Yeah, it's definitely super exciting. Just from when I got here to now, we've made huge strides. And it kind of just shows that with COVID and everything, we just needed games and we just needed time to really, you know, find our identity as a team and start playing to our potential, like I think we did this weekend. And then we could even play better than we did this weekend. So the sky is really the limit for this team. And I'm super proud of everyone for their performances over the weekend. And yeah, we're excited. We're excited to play Oregon. We're excited for the Pac-12 tournament and hopefully the NCAA tournament. And, yeah, I think we're just going to keep growing and getting better. We definitely haven't reached our full potential yet. And I think this weekend kind of just shows that throughout the season, all of the losses and everything, we were standing in the way of ourselves, and we've kind of overcome that. And we definitely showed that this weekend. Yeah. So. Yeah, well, I'm excited for the future and for the rest of the season.
Well, we really appreciate your time and just signing off. Just one quick note, you've got Oregon coming up. You're from the state of Washington. You're brand new here, still wet behind the ears. We don't like that team down the road.
Yeah, I know. I've watched every rivalry game for women's basketball at least the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm familiar with how competitive it is and how much of a big game it is. So I'm excited. I'm just so excited for this game.
Talia, thank you so much. Welcome to Beaver Nation, and thanks for taking a generous amount of your time for us. It's been so enjoyable to watch you and the team play and look forward to the rest of what unfolds this year and in your career at Oregon State. Hope we can do it again down the road. Thanks for taking time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Talia von Ohlhofen, our guest this week. Delightful young person.
I know, and I can't believe I butchered her name the first time.
Well, you know, the e-campus. Sometimes, you know, you got to spend more time in the e-campus, because if you do, it helps in terms of pronunciations and everything else. Like
yes.
Our three-time champion, national champion Beaver baseball team, the Oregon State e-campus knows what it means to be among the very best e-campuses in the world, ranked number 4 in the nation for online education by U.S. News and World Report. Learn more at ecampus.oregonstate.edu and go Beavs.
A lot of people have been wondering what's happening with cutouts on the transition to spring sports, and they will continue. Our friends at your local Toyota dealers helping out. Toyota will plant a tree for every cutout purchased this year to help the Beaver State recover from the devastating wildfires this year. Buy now and get the very best spots in Goss, the softball complex, or Paul Lorenz Field. Go to osubeavers.com to learn more.
If you wander about in the Willamette Valley Vineyards, I don't know whether they have gone the cutout route or not, but you may see cutouts there. I do know what, if you do experience Willamette Valley Vineyards and the Game Day Wine Club, That means you're going to get special benefits, and a portion of the sales when you join goes to OSU's fermentation science program. So it's a win-win for you, for the university that you love, for everybody. If you haven't already signed up, check out Willamette Valley Vineyards Game Day Wine Club at WVV.com/game day.
You had a cutout for football. Did they have one of you for basketball?
It didn't translate. It didn't carry over. But, you know, I may have to find, we may have to get a presence at Goss Stadium at Coleman Field, or maybe Lorenz Field, where the men's soccer team, we haven't even talked about, they're 4-0 off to a great start at 4-0.
That's right. The other day, Jim Wilson and I were doing the baseball game, and after the game, he said, Johnny, I think I'm going to go over to the Beaver store. I said, look for a t-shirt that says 21. Do 21. He goes, well, what are you talking about? I said, you're the only one with 21 home runs. No one's beaten it yet. And then he came back the next day and he said he couldn't find that t-shirt, but they have everything else at the OSU Beaver store, your authentic source for Beaver gear since 1914.
Our thanks to Talia von Olhoffen for joining us as a special guest on this week's edition. That wraps up this sports podcast. We'll do it again next week. For John Warren, this is Mike Parker. Thanks for joining us, and please do so again for another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Your community, your place to bank. Join in. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.